Now, what is the plural in... So again, what is the plural in English of a message?
The plural?
Mm-hmm.
Messages.
Right.
The messages.
Messages, yes. Messages or some messages. Messages, mm. Yes. In French, you cannot use a noun by itself, just disrobed, just nude and naked. Yes. No, you have to dress it up. Mm. So the plural of a, whereas in English you will say, there are messages for you. In French you use des, D-E-S. That goes for all words, des, yes. So I'm going to buy books, or some books would be.
Je vais acheter des livres.
Right. Je vais acheter des livres, yes. I'm going to buy some flowers. Or flowers would be fleurs. Les fleurs would be the flowers. So I'm going to buy some flowers would be...
Je vais acheter les fleurs.
That is the flowers.
Des flowers, fleurs.
Mm-hmm. So oh gosh, there is a message for you would be... Il. There is or there are is il.
Il y a.
Mm-hmm. So there is a message for
il y a,
you. Il y a
message.
Right.
Pour vous.
Right. Il y a un message pour vous.
Il y a un
right.
Message pour vous.
There are messages for you.
Il y a des messages pour vous.
Des messages, right. Il y a des messages pour vous.
Of course, yes. Il y a. No. Il y a
des... And if you want to ask, are there any messages for me? Then you start the question with, you can either say, either use the inflection, il y a des messages pour moi? Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. You use inflection, yes. The question, there are messages for me? Or, est-ce qu'il y a? Is it that there are? Est-ce que? So are there any messages would be then with est-ce que?
Est-ce qu'il y a des messages pour moi?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a des messages pour moi? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Est-ce qu'il y a des messages
right.
pour
mm-hmm.
moi?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How would you say, is there someone here who speaks English?
Est-ce qu'il y a?
Mm-hmm. What's more?
Quelque...
Is there? Mm-hmm.
Est-ce qu'il y a
mm-hmm. someone,
quelqu'un.
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un here?
Ici.
Once more.
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici?
Ici. Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici who
qui
speaks English?
Parle anglais. Hmm? Qui parle anglais? Who?
Qui parle would be who to speak.
Oh, who speaks. Qui parle.
Aha.
Anglais.
Yes.
Could that also mean who?
Hmm?
Who is speaking English? Would that
who
mean
is speaking or who speaks? It's all the same. There's no ising. Yes.
And of course. But it could also, who, that's what you, if someone is actually there, sort of speaking.
Who is speaking
time,
or who speaks
same.
Or who does speak.
Yeah.
There's no... Do's and does and doesn't and no amming, ising, aring. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So if it is not we or you, you cut. So once more, is there someone here who speaks English?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici qui parle anglais?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un ici qui parle anglais? Yes.